to read your name. I don't know what it is, but I always have to read your name. There it is. Sam Sorbo.
Sometimes I have to read my name also.
And Kevin, your husband is Kevin, which she knows that. I'm just telling you guys. She knows who her husband is. And
by the way, yeah. This is not that easy to read. I mean, it's in white letters in black.
It is not that easy.
But this is a copy of the DVD of a movie that we're screening tonight.
And I just interviewed
tonight.
Frank about it. And you're screening it tonight?
You have
I just had Frank about an hour ago.
He's amazing.
It was kind of funny, actually.
This is an amazing movie.
We were joking back and forth. Frank and I hit it off pretty well.
Systematic Deception Movie.
Movie.com. And for those who don't know, what is it about? If they missed my interview with Frank, what's
Systematic Deception Movie.com is a number of black politicians and others in the movement talking about how the Democrats have just pulled the wool over the eyes of the black community, and they're just standing up, and they're tired of being spoken for taken for granted,
right? the vote's just automatically there,
and taken advantage of also,
absolutely,
because of the way they've been mistreated.
Yeah.
And so, and it points all that stuff out. It does just a superb job. It's a really wonderful movie. People are going to love it.
Now, do you have, what other movies? I mean, your husband said yesterday he appeared here real quick for a moment.
Oh my gosh, he just rattled them off like that, right?
And he says you're working like four movies right now?
He's got four movies. I'm just sort of in the background.
All right, so tell me what you do then.
I do education.
All right, let's talk about that.
I'm an education freedom advocate, which means that I'm a homeschooler.
All right.
In fact, I'll send my son by. You can talk to him. He's my best poster.
So, because he's going to be the you know, they say the proof is in the pudding, right?
That's right.
So we'll interview him and see how good you've done.
And you will. Yes.
And I'll be impressed, is what you're saying.
He's doing pretty well.
Good.
He's
What you don't know about me, because we just met, is that in 1993 my first book came out, and it was called Cradle to College: An Educational Abduction. And I wrote it after traveling the country, and mom's mailing me manila envelopes full of stuff about outcome-based education.
Yes.
So I started researching this, and of course, George H. Bush gave us America 2000, which came right out of the World Core Curriculum and the United Nations. And then Bill Clinton comes in and changes the name to Goals 2000.
Yes.
And then George W. comes in and changes the name
to No Child Left Behind.
And then Obama comes in and calls it Common Core.
Yeah.
And it's all the same thing, going back to the UN, World Global Standards, Robert Mueller, who was called the father of global education. So I was traveling and speaking at a lot of Christian school conferences, a lot of homeschool conferences, and I was even hired as a consultant for some Christian school associations to track legislation that would infringe on Christian schools, parental authority, and homeschooling. So what you don't know is that you and I can really
easily
can talk all day.
Yeah.
So what are the big issues that are concerning you about this education movement?
Okay. Well, okay. So I did a show, or I have a show on Epoch TV, EPOCH TV.
Is that connected to Epoch Times?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's called Schools Out with Sam Sorbo.
And they can watch it there?
Yeah.
Do you have to have a subscription or anything?
It is subscription.
Okay.
But I also do a podcast, and I have so samsorbo.com for all the information that you need.
Logan, you want to put that up there? Samsorbo.com is your website.
Yeah, and I also have an online community where I'm just encouraging people who are new to homeschooling and people who are veterans to just join the community and have that conversation, because we learn in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We learn from each other. Mm-hmm. But you won't learn anything that you don't choose to learn.
Right.
And so what we have right now is a system of coercion where we're coercing children into learning things to either get a grade or to get, you know, a dollar or to get an A on their report card or whatever. And that's not actual learning. That's coercion. That's memorization, maybe. Teacher, will this be on the test?
Right. Teaching to the test, right?
Right. But the kids have figured it out, and so they only want to know exactly what's going to be on the test, because they don't want to do any extra work.
Right.
Because they're not really learning. They're not really enjoying, and they should be enjoying, because children are born curious. And the schools, boy, they just whack that out of that child as soon as possible. So my standpoint is that schools teach now, they teach don't ask, don't try, don't think. Those are the three main lessons that children learn in school. And that is the opposite of education. So our school system is engaged in the very opposite of what it professes that it
failure, isn't it?
It really is. And so I applaud the moms and dads that are going to school board meetings and railing against the school board. I say, great, go to the school boards, and try to get change made, but take your children off the front lines.
Yes.
Because it's the children who are suffering. It's the children who are being abused in the system. We just saw in L.A., all the L.A. superstars and people went to the football game,
no masks.
And the very next day, those kids had to show up in school. And by the way, for a disease that barely affects children,
right,
they had to go to school in masks.
Yep.
So there's just so much broken in the system. And I don't get...
By the way, homeschooling is exploding because
of this, right? Yes, it is.
And in the black community.
Yes.
I saw surveys. That was the fastest growing segment. I read on my news report, because I do a nightly news show as well here on Lindell TV. And one of the reports I read is that the fastest growing segment that's into homeschooling is the black community.
Yes.
Now, do you think the media is going to tell you that?
No.
No.
No. Well, the media is very upset about the whole thing. And so you'll see articles saying homeschooling shouldn't be allowed. Homeschooling can't help but fail. You know what? You know the biggest failure in homeschooling is when people try to do K through 12. K through 12 means it's the public school's agenda. It's the public school curriculum. They fail when they try to implement that because that's not actual learning. And nobody wants it.
So tell me what actual learning looks like in the Sorbo home. My guess is it looks like getting involved also in maybe some things that kids are interested in that maybe they're interested in because dad and mom are interested in it, because I kind of know what that's like. I'll tell you my story in a minute. But my guess is that maybe your kids are learning television production. Are they learning business management? Are they learning administration? What are they learning? Because you guys are entrepreneurs.
This is true, and they are learning that to a certain degree. My son is wandering around CPAC right now. Well, wandering. He's working the room right now. He's 20 years old, and he's just written a book called, his name is Braden Sorbo. His book is called The BS Guide to Politics. he's an actor.
So the BS stands for
Braden Sorbo. Sorbo, yeah. So anyway, we started pursuing a classical education, which is something that I never benefited from, but I have now. But
and what does classical education mean?
Classical is when you rely more on the trivium and teaching the classics, going to classical literature, learning Latin, learning the why and the how, and it
kind of like our founding fathers learned.
Well, our founding fathers were home educated
by and large,
and so you know we're trying to reinvent that. Like you can't improve on that really. So, so the model really is. Basically, we do classical conversations, which is their motto is to know God and make him known. And the idea is that all learning will lead to God. The idea is that you should learn to discern truth, beauty, and goodness. And the reason that it's truth, beauty, and goodness is because those are the characteristics of God. And you should learn discernment, okay, so that you can tell between good and evil.
Mm.
What are they learning in school? They're learning there is no objective truth.
Right.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And good, well, it depends on who's running the show that day, right?
Right.
So riots in the summer, BLM Antifa.
Good.
Good. Some mix-up that happened, pardon me, but January 6th.
Right.
There was some violence, okay. That was just the worst day in the history of the United States ever. I mean, it's absurd.
Or truckers getting together, that's bad.
Truckers peacefully gathering.
So BLM burning things down, good.
Right, right.
Truckers getting together for freedom convoy.
With bouncy houses.
Yeah,
bad. Exactly. And so all of that is the negation of truth, which is, of course, what they have to do because they're filled with lies.
Right.
What is a lie going to do? It's going to call the truth bad and evil and wrong and untruthful. So my kids have been raised with truth, and they're very strong. With truth.
And so when did you come up with the concept that this is going to be good for your family, right, for your family? What was it? Did it fit because you realized, hey, we've got a unique situation, and there are a lot of people like this, by the way.
No, I fell into it.
So Braden
went through second grade, and the school was doing a very poor job. It was the worst class. It was by all standards, it was the worst second grade class that they had. There were five problem children in the class, but there were other things, and you know, we travel, and the work that they gave us when we traveled was wrong. It's all in my book, but...
Wait a minute, you say the book?
Yeah, so I wrote a book called They're Your Kids, An Inspirational Journey from Self-Doubter.
Who published that?
Reveille Press.
Okay.
But it's...
Find it on Amazon or whatever?
Yeah, and at samsorbo.com.
Okay, and you'll find it at samsorbo.com. What's it called? They Are Your Kids?
They're Your Kids.
Okay.
And so it's basically my journey, and it's an indictment of the public school and how easy it is to homeschool. It is so much easier than people imagine. Why? Because they've been taught that they can't. Because that is the lesson that you learn in public school. You learn you can't. Because the only things that you feel that you're capable of doing are the things that you got the gold star for. So why do parents say, oh, I could never homeschool my kids? Because they've been taught that they can't.
Right.
And they're convicted, man. They know that they can't homeschool their kids. But they're wrong because they were taught a lie by a system that sought its own preservation and not the child's preservation. And now the system, it's just gone off the wheels.
So what about, like, advanced math or science? How does a parent who's, that's maybe a weak spot for them, how do they deal with that topic, let's say?
By the time the child gets to that level,
mm-hmm.
have you ever opened a math book?
Yes.
Like, all the answers are in the book. All the lessons are in the book. You do not need a teacher. But we learn in school that you need a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, the teacher is the spigot of knowledge, the fount.
Right.
From which
knowledge. Well, where do they learn it, right?
Right? And you can't know it unless you can ask the teacher,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's the wrong paradigm. It sends the wrong message to children. And so my whole focus now is basically take your kids out of those centers of not just indoctrination, but abuse now. The masks are abusive. There's absolutely no reason that children should be wearing masks. And there are plenty of reasons that they shouldn't be wearing masks.
Absolutely there are.
So, you know, the good news is they've gone so far. And the left in this nation has gone so far. Did you hear what John Kerry said about
no.
the Ukrainian?
No, what'd he say?
He said, well, I hope it doesn't derail the climate change stuff that they're putting through. Like they're so far gone. So far,
people are dying,
and he's worried about climate change.
Exactly.
Why are we worried about climate change? Because humans might die.
Right.
Right. Well, humans are dying.
Yeah.
So anyway,
No, you're right. That's a great point.
Here's the other thing. Can I say this?
Yes.
Okay. Why is what Putin doing wrong?
Well, my answer would be because there are nations, and God draws the borders of nations. And, of course, what he's doing is going against a sitting nation with its own sovereignty.
Right.
And he's, of course, killing people. I mean, there are multiple reasons that we went
down. Ask any of the pundits on TV or the politicians why what he's doing is wrong when we teach children in our public schools that the law of the land is survival of the fittest.
Might makes right.
That's what we teach them in school.
Yep.
And then we tell them, but don't bully.
Yeah.
All Putin's doing is bullying.
That's
right. Survival of the fittest. And
yep.
by their standards,
yep.
there's nothing wrong with what he's doing. Now, between you and me, there's something wrong,
yep.
right?
Yep, absolutely.
But by their standards, no. And they're raising generations that believe that. And then they're hoping that perhaps the golden rule or, you know, our inherited moral compass, which is just inherited, right? We're trading on moral capital that we didn't even earn. And they're thinking that will stand. Actually, I don't even think that they want that to stand anymore because they would prefer tyranny.
Yes.
And so given any excuse, they'll move in. And we see this with January 6th.
Yes.
Given any excuse. They just sentenced a woman and the judge reprimanded her for even hinting that maybe Antifa was there. How dare you? It was only Trump supporters is the judge's
yes,
contention.
Yes, yes.
Well, we just had a Supreme Court justice who said that hundreds of thousands of children are dying from COVID.
Yes, she did. We played it here on the air, and that was a total lie.
Of course. And I don't know if she knew that it was a lie. I would hate to think that she knew that it was a lie, but the fact that she didn't know the truth is bad enough.
And she sits on the Supreme Court.
Right. And she's hearing a case about this.
Right.
It's like,
yep.
recuse yourself if you can't.
You're right about they don't want our kids to learn how to reason, how to have discernment,
no.
the moral law. You know, the Supreme Court in 1980 ruled that children, it came out of Kentucky, the Supreme Court was based on a situation in Kentucky. But in 1980, the Supreme Court ruled that children cannot be forced to look at the Ten Commandments by having them hanging on the schoolroom wall.
Yes.
And in essence, what the ruling said, I'm paraphrasing, was that kids that are forced to look at the Ten Commandments day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, may be compelled to follow them even if they don't want to. Well, wouldn't we be a horrible society if people weren't, you know, if people were compelled, if they were compelled, even against their will, which is actually a good thing. You want people to be compelled to do the right thing against their will.
Right.
That's the whole problem, man's sinful nature. You want him compelled to suppress his sinful nature and follow the laws of God as reflected in the Ten Commandments.
But their narrative is the opposite of that.
Yep.
Their narrative is, no, you're a victim of your will.
Yep.
You're a victim of your
environment.
Libido. You're a victim of your, you're a victim.
Mm-hmm.
You're a victim, so we'll come and save you.
Yep. The source of all suffering and oppression, don't you know, is Christianity and capitalism, right? That's what they say.
All evidence to the contrary.
Yep.
Literally all evidence to the contrary. Mm-hmm. It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad, but here's the good news. They've overstepped. They will continue to overstep. People are waking up. Look, why do you think people are afraid to get involved in politics or afraid to run for office or they don't know anything about
all of that stuff? I think one of the reasons now is they're afraid of being labeled. They're afraid of the press, their reputation being destroyed, their family.
Well, there's definitely
that, worried
right?
about
and that's by design.
Right.
But also, they were never taught.
Yes, true.
Why weren't they ever taught?
Because we didn't teach them in our schools.
Right. The government. But it's a government school.
Right.
Shouldn't the government teach them about how the government works?
Yes.
Of course. But the government is disincentivized.
But most of our elected officials, much less the public, don't know the difference between a democracy and a
right.
constitutional republic.
Right. It's a conflict of interest
yep.
for the United States government to be involved in the education of children.
In other words, today, education is planned failure, intellectual slavery. Because if you're not educated, you're easily controlled.
That's correct.
So the more dumbed down people you have, the
yes.
more easily controlled, the more that don't get up and go to work or have not been taught high standards of being successful and being a rugged individualist, as Rush Limbaugh would have talked about for years, they become dependent on the government. And the more people depend on the government, the more people that want more government.
Right.
And now all of a sudden, people have willingly accepted their own enslavement into socialism, not realizing it.
That's right.
But
and they've
they did
been
it
convinced
out of selfish
like
motivation.
It.
Yeah, and you'll love it. It's like World Economic Forum is saying, Klaus Schwab and those guys, by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Yes.
I'm like, really?
Yes.
Whatever happened to the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Or you're going to have a lobotomy.
Yeah.
They'll just lobotomize you.
And they might even do that chemically with a shot.
I don't know.
We don't know. It's getting weird.
What's in it? I don't know.
We don't. We haven't been allowed to see what's in it, have we?
No, it's 75 years.
Years. That's what they've ruled. 75 years, you can find out. Although we actually have these people. I don't know if you've seen it or not. We actually have video of these guys at the World Economic Forum in 2018 and 2020, a scientist out of Israel. And he gets up and he talks about hacking life.
Yes.
Hacking us.
Several times, actually.
And he has
yes.
said that we're going to get past this idea of man as a free will. We're going to get past this idea that man is a soul. We're going to get past this idea of a God above the clouds. And we're going to go to the really the elite in the clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud. And he goes on to talk about the fact that we are no longer going to talk about natural selection or Darwinian evolution. We're going to rocket past that to intelligent design. And the intelligent designer is not the God above the clouds.
No.
The intelligent designer will be man.
Zuckerberg.
Who engineers this through the merging of science, or so-called science,
right.
but transhumanism.
Yes.
Transhumanism.
Yes.
Machine, hacking people, you know.
And you
people,
will never die.
And these people are telling, of course, and they don't, does that come from Genesis 3? Satan said to Adam and Eve in the garden,
yes.
You'll never die.
You'll never die.
Yeah, never.
But it sounds more sinister when I say it.
It does sound, well, that's because you guys are good at movies and setting things up like that. But isn't that, just, these guys are now telling us what they want to do.
Oh, but they've been broadcasting it for a while, and we...
That's right.
We don't believe it because it seems so absurd.
It's well, we've been trained as conspiracy to believe it, but yet they're saying it themselves.
Well, there is that, right? And so somehow conspiracy... Look, it is a conspiracy. If two or more people
right.
have decided to propose this plan, it is a conspiracy.
Particularly to undermine your rights, your civil liberties, your laws. That's
right.
a conspiracy.
Right.
You get prosecuted for criminal conspiracy all the time, people do, right?
Right.
So, you're right. We could talk all day, I think.
I think so.
The book is called They're Your Children?
They're Your Kids.
By the way, have you seen the school board members and some of these people that are saying that these parents don't have any rights to say anything? The educators. Have you seen these in the last few months?
I have.
The parents have no rights. The parents need to shut up.
Yes. And they're blocking them from coming to the meetings. I interviewed a gal who was actually prevented from coming to, I think it was just a city council meeting. And they prevented her from coming, and they told her that she couldn't come. And she said, no, I can come, because the Constitution says that it must be allowed. And they blocked her in the elevator. And you can see in the meeting, they said, is there any public commentary? And there was no one there, because they had held her in the elevator. They arrested her for no reason. There was no cause. And now she has that on her record. And so even though she's been cleared of all wrongdoing, they have it on her record.
Yep.
And this is the force, the might of the government used against the people. And the people are rising up. And
wait till they add that to her social credit score.
Well, right. I mean,
like you do in China.
Right. And we have to move away. We have to move away from this as fast as we can.
Are you familiar with the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child?
Yes.
I was writing about that in the early 90s, and when I was working with people like Phyllis Schlafly.
Yes.
And Bev LaHaye.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Concern Women for America. And Phyllis was a really good friend of mine. Ooh, okay. And, I mean, this is still something. We're one of the few nations not to ratify it. But if we ever do, the kids have the same rights as children, as adults do. Pornography,
right.
Drugs. Parents have zero. And if you say, hey, we're going to church this morning,
but
you can prosecute
matter.
The parent for violating the rights of the child for taking them to church.
What we have to understand is it's almost a win for them that we haven't ratified it.
Yep.
Because they're putting it in anyway. They're
yes.
putting it into
yes.
the school system.
Yes.
We've got
yes.
pornography in the schools.
Yes, we do.
The schools are basically child trafficking.
We have books that
they're
in one of my documentaries. I can't show the book.
Right.
Because I would be prosecuted for indecency.
Right. My son spoke at a
it's
school board.
It's Perfectly Normal is the name of the book. But
right.
you can't show it on television.
Right.
But you give it to 10-year-olds.
My son spoke at a school board meeting about a book that they were considering for 10th grade, or that they'd approved for 10th grade. And
that's Mike Lindell, as you know.
I know.
I know you know him.
I should have done that. I should have. Hey, you're the... What are you doing
guy.
In my bathroom?
Sam came, your husband came running over here yesterday and just sat right there, kneeled right there, and they did an impromptu interview.
That's so fun.
Well, we're going to wrap it up with you because we got the president of Brazil's son, Ed.
Oh, very cool.
Ed standing right there. And so I think Mike and him want to get on the set.
Okay.
But hey, it's called, SamSarbo.com.
SamSarbo.com. They're your kids. Also, I've got Words for Warriors, which is about the language and how they're taking over the language and changing our definitions. And pretty soon we won't be able to... How many words do you know that you're not allowed to use? Think about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And how many words do you know that when you use them, they don't mean what
They've weaponized the language.
Yes.
And quickly, Bella Dodd, she was a communist, and then she flipped against communism. Bella Dodd said that they're taking all the pretty words. And she said they're taking a lot of them out of Christianity. So, like,
yes.
now we say words like... Well, I can't even think of one. But social justice now, of course, is
right.
socialism. The social gospel. Oh, I know it's one. The kingdom. Aren't you for the kingdom of God?
Right.
Of course you're for the kingdom of God.
Right.
And what they did is the kingdom of God meant you build the kingdom of God on earth by redistributing the wealth.
So I got to tell you this quick story. I was talking to a young woman. She'd gone to college. She liked her professor. They went to lunch. She realized that her professor was an atheist. She said, why are you teaching here at a Christian school? And the professor said, this is my mission field.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And parents think, oh, well, my son or daughter is going to a Christian school.
No, don't get me started.
Right?
When I was speaking at Christian schools across the country in the early 90s, I was speaking for associations. There were really Christian schools. Many of those Christian schools today would never have us come back and teach the things they were teaching in the 90s that we were all supporting. That's how the transfer...
Yes.
They wouldn't. They
yes.
wouldn't.
No, they've been softened.
They've been totally taken over.
Right.
Even the men that led those schools... are not allowed to be involved in those schools anymore. Yet they let them and founded them
right.
because they're considered too extreme,
right.
too radical, too unloving,
right.
too harsh, too divisive. But the truth is divisive, isn't it?
The truth is divisive.
Yep.
The truth.
Not us. The truth
is intolerant.
Yep.
Of a lie.
Absolutely.
And that's why they hate the truth.
Yep. You're a great guest. Hey, let's make sure we have your contact info because we'd love to have you back as a regular guest.
Thank you.
As cultural issues and family issues and education issues come up, we'd love to come back and have you on.
Fantastic.
You got Skype, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
we can
yeah.
just Skype you in. That's what we do every night.
Alrighty.
We got an $8,000 professional Skype machine that allows us to make it look really good, too.
Wow.
So
fantastic.
We'll have you on regularly. You're a good
okay.
guest.
Thank you.
Hope you'll visit our website, samsorbo.com. Find out her book, They're Your Children, samsorbo.com. Kevin's married to her. I'm not going to say she's married to Kevin. Kevin's married to her.
They call me Hercules.
Well, you are married. Hey, in the 80s, I grew up to your husband as Hercules.
You don't remember me? I was the Golden Hind.
Were you really?
The blood of a Golden Hind.
You met on the set?
Yes, we did.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a good story.
I'll have to go back. Well, we have to go on and tell it. But yeah, great interview. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.